Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Preliminary National Transportation Safety Board report concludes pilot lost autopilot control before fatal Campbell County plane crash. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The pilot of the plane that tragically crashed in Campbell County on July 26th reported losing autopilot control shortly before the crash, according to a preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board released last week. The crash, which occurred north of Recluse near the Montana state line, claimed the lives of seven people, including three members of the gospel quartet, the Nellens. The plane, a Pilatus PC-1247E, was piloted by Larry Haney and was en route from Nebraska City to Billings, Montana. According to the report, in the final moments of the flight, Haney declared an emergency to Salt Lake City Air Traffic Control, stating he'd lost control of the autopilot. After a brief communication with the controller, the plane veered off course, climbed to over 27,000 feet, and then descended rapidly before crashing at 1:04 p.m. The crash sparked a timber fire that Campbell County firefighters were able to contain to about 38 acres. Also in the report, witnesses near the crash site reported hearing a loud whining noise and seeing the plane perform a barrel roll before it impacted the ground. The crash killed all seven aboard, including Kelly Nellen Clark, her husband Jason Clark, their daughter Amber Nellen Kistler, Nathan Kistler, Melody Hodges, and the pilot and his wife, Melissa Haney. The National Transportation Safety Board moved the wreckage to a secure site to continue the investigation into the cause of the crash. Man sentenced to over 98 years for fatal I-90 crash. Victims' families express forgiveness. In a deeply emotional sentencing hearing in Carbon County District Court, the families of five young people killed in a tragic crash on I-90 last year expressed both forgiveness and grief for the man responsible. According to Cowboy State Daily, Phil Prime, who lost his two daughters in the crash, said he prays for 59-year-old Arthur Nelson, who was sentenced to 98 to 110 years in prison. Prime emphasized that he harbors no hatred and forgives Nelson, urging him to seek forgiveness from God. Nelson, reportedly high on meth, drove the wrong way on I-90, causing a chain reaction crash that killed five people, all aged 18 to 23, who were returning to Arkansas from a Wyoming Bible college. Despite Nelson expressing remorse in court, Judge Danessa Snyder handed down the maximum sentence, citing his lack of remorse at the time of the crash and his lengthy criminal history. Nelson was also ordered to pay over $70,000 in restitution, although the judge noted he may never be able to fulfill this due to his prison term. Family members, including Sarah Wimberly, the mother of one of the victims, shared the ongoing pain and struggles they face, yet echoed the message of forgiveness. Wimberly said her daughter would have wanted everyone to know forgiveness, even in the face of such tragedy. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.